Now, Katrina, talk to me about doves.
Yes, well, we've been talking weddings all week here on The Mooney Show because we're running this fantastic competition where we're giving away a wedding worth €15,000 to the K Club, and entries are flooding in for it as we speak, and you can still enter up until February 1st. But one Mooney listener was listening to all the wedding chat over the last few days, and he decided to call us to tell us about his unique wedding service.
Yeah.
And it was bird related, so of course our ears pricked up at anything bird related. And he rang you, it was Wednesday after Wednesday's show, and he gave you a little call. Today's Thursday, so it was Tuesday's show actually.
Yep.
And he gave you a call, and lovely man, I called him back, and Michael Ryan is his name. He's married to Anne. They're originally from Dublin, but they moved to Bunclody in Wexford almost 10 years ago. And he rang and he said, "I keep white doves." Well, they're actually really white homing pigeons, but they're related, closely related to the doves. And he says, "I have some in my house in Bunclody in Wexford, and I have some in my sister's house in Coolock in Dublin. And I have a service where I bring my doves to weddings and to funerals and to any event really where you would like to have doves released." And he makes a DVD of the event. He'll put your three favourite songs on the DVD. He can place a little message on the dove's leg as the dove flies off. They can take your message off into space. He gives you a certificate. It's a really lovely service, and he was ringing to tell us about it. He's not the only person doing this, Derek. There are loads of companies around Ireland who will bring doves to your event and they will release them.
Mm.
This is very different, because what makes Michael different is that he doesn't make any profit from it, and he also doesn't charge a fixed fee for doing it. What he does is he asks for a donation for the national suicide charity Console, and all the donations he receives go to Console. He only takes petrol money and his lunch, and everything else goes to Console.
Just his basic expenses.
Basic expenses. And if you want to, instead of giving the money to Michael to give to Console, you can give it directly to Console. He doesn't mind, so long as the money gets to Console. And a lot of people might know Michael because Michael goes around Dublin two or three times a week to petrol stations and graveyards, and he sells badges and keyrings for Console. And that particular charity holds a very special place in his heart for a very particular reason. And the fact that he rang you on Tuesday, the 15th of January, also has a special resonance for him as well. I don't think he mentioned it to you on the phone when he was speaking to you, did he?
No.
But the 15th of January is a very special date for Michael and Anne and their other two children. And Michael explained all to me when I went to meet him yesterday at his home in Bunclody.
"We've lost our son here 9 years ago. Yesterday it was the 15th of January. He committed suicide here just at the side of the house here with the garage."
"And what was your son's name, and how old was he?"
"Sean Paul Ryan, and he was 22. Mm-hmm. 22. But the fact is that Anne and Jamie were up in Dublin, and I was up in Dublin, and I came home and found him. That was the shocking part. Thank God she didn't see him.
Because it's such an awful thing to go through for any family, such a young man.
It's out there, it's everywhere now, you know. You see it in the papers every day now. It's reading about it every day. Then I lost my nephew through the suicide, and then we got involved with Console House for the suicide, and they were very good to us. Really helped us on our way, you know, giving us counselling and all, me and Anne. Anne was very, very, very bad at that time.
So terrible to have not one but two suicides in the family.
Two
but
suicides.
As you said, you lost your son, and 2 months later a dove appears in the back garden.
In the garage here.
And did you think that maybe, because, you know, some people are looking for signs after people pass away, did you think that maybe that was a sign?
That was a sign, definitely, definitely. And so I naturally fed it, because I'm a bird. I had birds all my life. I had canaries and all that. After feeding them for a while, the bird flew off and flew away. So I decided to get doves, then the idea of it. There's 9 here and 5 up in Dublin to cater for any event that's up in Dublin.
Mm-hmm. Now we're standing, wait till we walk over to it. We're standing beside a beautiful box that you've created now.
Yeah.
It's a wooden box with two hearts cut out of the box and two doors, and you have it surrounded by white roses, and there's a little bride and groom at the top there.
Yeah.
And two white wings. It's a lovely piece of work, and this is what you bring to the weddings or the events, Michael.
This is what we bring to the weddings now. Most people will, the parents of both the couple that's getting married will hold it as a surprise,
And so a lot of people buy this as a wedding present for the bride and groom.
That's right, exactly. And then the bride and groom wouldn't realise that there's white doves outside in the church, outside the church, waiting for them.
So they walk out of the chapel, and there you are.
Oh, the happiness of them is unbelievable. They're delighted with it, you know.
And what happens then? So they walk up to the box, and what happens, Michael?
And everybody then with their cameras, and me with the video camera, and we give a time then, we release the doves, and they'd stand on each side and release them. And,
so let's just do it. So you would stand, let's say you're the groom and I'm the bride. So you'd stand over on one side of the box and I'd stand on the other side of the box, and we'd each reach for one of the door handles and we'd open it.
That's right. And slowly open it like this. The two doves fly out then. And so we put it on a DVD. We can slow up the doves coming out on the DVD so you get the full effect.
It's such a lovely, lovely idea. And what's the idea of the two birds? Are they supposed to be lovebirds?
That's right. Like a husband and wife. And they have wedding rings on them as well, the two doves. That's only a joke.
But then there's a third option. If people want to bring along, you can bring along a third dove in one of these lovely baskets and they can be released as well.
One of them doves will be released in memory of parents or brothers or sisters that's passed away.
Mm-hmm. You don't make any money out of this at all, Michael?
No, I just cover myself for expenses with petrol wise and probably lunch.
But everything else goes to console.
Console, you know, help console and help people, other people out there. And when I'm out collecting, selling badges and all that for console, people get strength off me because of what I'm doing, this idea of the releasing the doves. They get a little bit of strength on me, and that makes me feel good.
And you were saying to me that sometimes people buy this for the bride and groom as a wedding present, as a surprise outside the chapel.
Right.
But sometimes it's organised and they ask the wedding guests to contribute a donation towards console.
Exactly. That's the way I have to work it now, you know, because it's only a new idea and it's taken a bit of time to get around to doing it, you know what I mean? We also give everybody a certificate.
Well, that's a lovely. Yeah, you have it in a frame
there. We have it in a frame and they fill out the frame. This is a certified that the dove was released in celebration of the bride and groom. Mm-hmm. They put their name and date. And they bring that home.
Now, we get a lot of phone calls into Mooney Goes Wild from people who worry about these wedding doves. They think that they're being released and how will they fare in the wild. But they're kind of like homing pigeons. They all come back to you, don't they?
Well, I have them trained for about 40 miles. I wouldn't push them any further than 40 miles radius of the home.
Mm-hmm. Now, Michael, we're standing here and it's not a good day. It's raining here. We're surrounded by doves. They're not particularly happy with this weather either. So does the weather affect whether or not you can release the doves at events?
Well, this type of weather, no, you could not go to a wedding and release them because you'd lose the birds. They would not be able to fly because of the heavy rain that would bring them down into the fields, and the hawks and all that would get them down. Or a heavy wind. We don't mind a little hazy rain, we can let them off. But this type of weather, no. And because it's so dull, misty, we cannot let them off.
So the winter months aren't great for the doves.
January wouldn't be a good month. But
when does it get better?
February, around February, when the bright evenings are starting to come in.
Now, I'm just thinking that every time you do this, every time you go to a wedding and you release the doves, it must remind you of your son, Sean Paul, each time you do it.
Well, I have to tell you the truth. Yesterday I was doing the painting and decorating in the house there, and I was listening to the RTE Derek Mooney show. They were talking about the K Club, the weddings. So I said, I might as well give them a try and ring them, not thinking that I'd get on to Derek Mooney straight away. So I was speaking to him, and then you got on the phone and said you'd come out and see us. Mm-hmm. And that's how that was the drive from my son, his anniversary yesterday. 9 years dead yesterday, the 15th of January. So I must have got that from him.
Well, you're doing a lovely thing, and I'm sure console are delighted with what you're doing, Michael.
Paul Kelly was on the phone to me this morning, and he's over the moon with it. But I love doing it, and my sister that helps us up in Dublin as well, she does it as well, you know. Everywhere you go, you know, the people that say, what a fantastic idea. Where did you think of that idea? How come that idea started up? What a beautiful idea, you know. You get compliments, and that gives you the drive to keep going and going.
He sounds like an absolute gentleman, and as he said, when I spoke to him the other day, I wasn't aware of his own situation and that it was an anniversary. So our commiserations to Michael, but a lovely service, isn't it?
Absolutely lovely, and I had a really, really nice afternoon with Michael and Anne at their home yesterday. Michael's website, we've put all the details of Michael's service on our own website, but his website is www.freewhiteangeldoves.com, and we have the details of the charity Console on our own website. Site as well. For anybody who's interested, he does 40 mile radius of Bunclody, 40 mile radius of Coolock, so covering a lot of Leinster.
Of Coolock?
Coolock. Well, his sister, yeah, his sister keeps some dubs in Coolock for him.
Okay, very good.
And so he can cover a lot of the Leinster area, and all he asks is that people make a donation to Consol.
And we're hearing a lot about this particular situation in the news a lot lately. Anyway, Katrina, thank you very much indeed.